We've seen so many different maps over the 8-year history of Fortnite, but what is the best map of all time? In this video, I'm gonna tell you guys what I believe to be some of the best maps in Fortnite history, and at the end, I'll tell you what I believe to be, by far, the best. Unless I give a specific update for the map, I'm referring to the map at the end of its respective season. If you guys do go on to enjoy this video, please be sure to leave it a like, hit that subscribe button, we're pushing for 100,000 subscribers, and use code TIEFRIES in the Fortnite item shop. With all that out of the way though, let's get right into this video. Alright folks, so I won't be ranking these maps, but be sure to stay until the end because at the end I will give my pick for the best map in Fortnite history, but we're gonna start chronologically, right? So we'll start in chapter 1 and work our way through chapter 6. And the first map we've got to talk about is chapter 1, season 5. I honestly feel like this is in contention for the best map ever. A lot of people will go out there and say season 4, but honestly I feel like season 5 is just season 4's map, but considerably better, especially with the addition of the desert biome, which gave you Paradise Palms, one of the best locations ever. You had Lazy Links, which I think is considerably better than Anarchy Acres. You've also got Tomato Temple, which replaces Tomato Town. Now, obviously, Tomato Temple is not a great location at all, but it is definitely better and an upgrade from Tomato Town. And you still have your classics like Tilted Towers, Retail Row, Salty, Pleasant, Greasy, all those. I also think really, really crucially is you can't forget the rifts that were all over the map for mobility. Yes, this is actively part of the Season 5 map. This was a massive change that wasn't present in season 4, and it really, really helps this map's case out. Obviously, I know it's not like a part of the map itself, but you do have ATKs that were introduced in chapter 1, season 5 that I guess, you know, could be found all over the map. The first, like, true vehicle, obviously, right? Like, you had the shopping cart, but no one really cares about that. The ATK was your first, like, true Fortnite car. And again, there's a reason why, you know, Chapter 4 Season OG, there's a reason why it started on this season, because in my opinion, this is almost as close to a perfect Fortnite map as you can get. And we're going to continue on in Chapter 1, and we're going to talk about Season 7's map. Now, Chapter 1 Season 7 is a really interesting map, because of course, you have everything that Season 5 has, but with some added benefits. You've got new locations like Polar Peak, Frosty Flights, Happy Hamlet, I mean, really just the entirety of the ice and snow biome was added in this season, which, albeit is not my favorite biome, but still a healthy addition to a part of the map that, let's be honest, really, really needed a big change. But for me, that's not exactly what pushes this map to be one of the best of all time. I also think the introduction of the block was so, so crucial. This is, again, one of the best locations in Fortnite history. So Creative did so much for this game, and again, in a very, very important part of that map, in that, like, top right corner, where really nothing's going on. It created more traffic in that part of the map and was really, really important. And also, you can't forget about the introduction of zip lines. Now, in Fortnite, zip lines seem, you know, they're everywhere, they're on every single map, they're a daily occurrence when you play Fortnite, but remember, back then, zip lines did not exist until this season, and zip lines really, really helped with traversing the map. Of course, I skipped over season 6 because I really don't like the map changes that they made for that season. I don't think that's one of the best maps of all time, but I think Chapter 1 Season 7's map changes were so, so beneficial to the game that it has to be on this list today. And guys, we're sticking with Chapter 1, and call me a glazer or not, and this is my controversial pick for this video, I'm going with Season X. Look, don't get me wrong, I am a Season X hater, and I know everyone in the comment section is going to say, well, for Season 5, you said ATKs were a good thing, well, then you should talk about the mechs being a horrible thing in Season X. And yes, mechs were terrible. I have made an entire video just destroying Season X. But its map is actually really good. This legit has to be the most locations we've ever had in a Fortnite map. There is so much loot to go around on this map, and I think you're kind of seeing it if you're playing OG, where it's just like you don't have enough loot, you're not leaving your POI with good enough loot, and all the locations are so, so farly spread. I don't even know if that's a word. That just feels like you're looking around for people everywhere, but in Season X, there are so many locations, like, just look at the map, it's insane. And yes, well, of course, there are some stinkers, right, like Moisty Palms, Sunny Steps was still here, Taco Time, Greasy Grove. You've got to remember that you've also got some phenomenal locations like Pandora, Gotham City, Starry Suburbs, Lazy Lagoon, The Block, right, one of the best versions of Loot Lake as well, in my opinion. Now, what I will say is, of course, in Season X, you are seeing a significant downgrade in some really good locations, right? Paradise Palms being changed to Moisty Palms, terrible. Greasy Grove being changed to Taco Time, Greasy Grove, terrible. Retail Row having zombies in it, terrible, I get it. But I genuinely think some of the new locations this season, and still some of the old returning ones, like even Pressure Plant, I think is a great Fortnite location that goes kind of untalked about. It felt like with so many POIs, like yes, it felt a little bit clustered, but at the same time, it felt like there was always action. action, always more loot for you to get. And I personally loved the Rift Zones. I think the Rift Zones created an amazing map, and obviously I have harped on some in this video. But I'm not gonna lie to you, like, I would rather have Season X's map than the current Chapter 6 map, and I don't know if that's a hot take, but that's what I'm going with. Again, remember, this is supposed to be a controversial pick, so I would 100% understand if you don't agree with this placement. Alright, and actually, we're gonna skip Chapter 2 for now, and we're going to skip Chapter 3, because honestly, especially Chapter 3, I feel like just didn't have a great map at all. I actually think it's one of the weaker ones we've ever seen. And we're going straight to Chapter 4, Season 4. Now, I do want to quickly talk about Chapter 4 and the beginning of Chapter 4 leading up to Season 4, because yes, while I think Season 1 and Season 2 of Chapter 4 are unbelievable seasons, I feel like the maps are still not great. There is so much open land and nothing going on in the Season 1 map, and yes, while Mega City was a great addition to Season 2, that entire biome with like Kenjutsu Crossing was totally useless in my opinion and actually hurt the map. Obviously, Season 3, we're not speaking about that jungle biome, but Season 4, I think, is where things really start to get good. You no longer have to worry about the map being empty, but you also get the benefit of great POIs like Mega City, as well as the new ones for this season, Sanguine Suites, Eclipse Estate, and Relentless Retreat, which really filled in corners of the map that really needed it. Not to mention they are just beautiful, amazing-looking locations. And look, I recently just talked about Chapter 4, Season 4, because I believe it's one of the most underrated seasons in an entirely separate video, so be sure to go check that video out if you want to hear me talk more in depth about this season. But my main point is here, of course, I feel like the Chapter 4 map was finally filled out, and I feel like in earlier seasons there was just too much dead space, so I couldn't put any of the other Chapter 4 seasons. But Chapter 4, Season 4, I think deserves to be here. And alright, we're moving on to Chapter 5, and we're sticking with the Season 4 theme here because I'm going with Chapter 5, Season 4. And I feel like a lot of people complain about this season because it was Mosquito Shooting Simulator, and trust me, I'm with you guys, I understand those complaints, but I had to put a Chapter 5 map here, and there's a couple reasons for that, right? While I'm not the biggest fan of this map, I can be objective and say that there are great aspects to this map that no other map in Fortnite history had. For one, the train, right? The train is huge for easy, quick transportation throughout the map, and in Chapter 5, Season 2, we saw the, you know, Green Lake was added, right? Really easy to traverse. It gave you the dashes. Again, I'm all for more mobility and traversing the map quicker. And this map contains, of course, the great additions from Chapter 5, Season 2, like the Underworld, Grimgate, Mount Olympus, Brawler's Battleground. But the Chapter 5, Season 4 locations were unbelievable. Castle Doom, in my opinion, is a top 10, top 15 location ever. The Raft is up there with that. The Doomstat and Doom's Courtyard, while a little bit more forgettable, I think are still great locations in the grand scheme of Chapter 5 ones. I also really love the changes they made to this map for Fort Nightmares especially. Like, I understand a lot of it was just cosmetic, but hey, you know what? We got Freaky Fields, baby. And similar to Chapter 4, right, I think it's another one of those things where I think the Chapter 5 map needed to fill out more. Like, there's no way that I could just put the Chapter 5 Season 1 map here, where you've got some pretty bum locations, whereas in Chapter 5 Season 4, yeah, you've still got those bum locations, but you've got even more stronger ones added, especially around the edge of the map where this map especially needed that. And so I feel like there will be some people in the comment sections of this video that are just going to be like, you know what, he's just picking the last season of every chapter because there's just more stuff on it. That's a cheap pick. But it's not just the fact that there's more stuff, right? It's the more high quality locations that launched with these seasons and have been around in seasons previous. But my favorite Fortnite map, and what I believe to be the perfect map in Fortnite history, it is Chapter 2, Season 2's map. The amount of people that I've heard say that Chapter 2, Season 2 is an overrated season is crazy. Like, this is a great season, but besides the fact that the season and the gameplay itself was great, we've got to talk about the map. So, for one, the Chapter 2, Season 1 map as a whole wasn't actually that bad to begin with. You've got what I believe to be some of the best locations in Fortnite history there. You've got Lazy Lake, Misty Meadows, Slurpee Swamp. Like, I consider these to be top tier locations. They were on the map in Chapter 2, Season 1. And then you drop the absolute massive update on Chapter 2, Season 2's launch that gives you the Agency, the Grotto, the Rig, the Shark, and the Yacht. Remember, this was all day one content. And it's not like these are just some like sham locations that were just added with a regular season. Every single one of these new locations, besides I would argue maybe the Yacht and arguably the Rig, are just unbelievable, and they're placed in such good locations. The Agency, right, you needed something in the middle of that map. That map was lacking there. And then you've got the corners of the map being filled out because they they needed it, right? With the grotto, the rig, the shark, and the yacht all in different corners. It really added this like spreading out ability to the map, and it didn't feel like there was, you know, 2, 3, 4 locations you had to drop to get action. You can now drop 6, 7, 8, 9 locations and there still be 5, 6, 7 people there. Also, I gotta give a quick shout out to the end of this season for like a day with the water zone at the end of Chapter 2, Season 2, going into Chapter 2, Season 3. I think the entire storm being submerged underwater is an unbelievably cool idea. I was so glad that I was able to play for that, and I just wish they would mess with the storm more and do some cooler mechanics like that, because honestly, we've never seen anything like that come back. And yes, while it is a purely, for the most part, aesthetic thing, I truthfully believe that the Chapter 2, Season 2 map is the best one we have ever seen in Fortnite history, and yeah, I think this just goes to prove my point that a map doesn't have to have a metric ton of locations on it to be considered a great map. Alright folks, I know that's going to be a controversial video. This is one of the ideas that I've wanted to do for such a long time, but I've just never gotten around to it. So let me know in the comment section down below what you thought about this video. What season's map do you think that I'm forgetting from this list that should be here? If you did go on to enjoy this video, again, please be sure to like and subscribe. I'm really pushing for 100,000 subscribers here, uploading almost every day for you guys. And with that all being said, I'll catch you guys in the next one. As always, peace.